Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. Yeah, we're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10 with some fine swinging modern mainstream jazz sounds. And our featured artist this week is Brother Jack McDuff. We're going to do some soul organ this week. I guess you'd say we're going to be organized. And so we're going to kick the show off with Jack McDuff with Kenny Burrell on guitar, one of his soulmates. Kenny Burrell and Jack McDuff cut a lot of records together. And this is a thing written by Jack McDuff called Something Slick.
Thank you.
Okay, that was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Brother Jack McDuff on organ. You can hear a lot of soul organ tonight, and I hope we're really well organized for this show. We're going to note that the tenor tandem on that particular track was Harold Vick and Eric Dixon. Of course, Eric Dixon was out of the Count Basie band. Great organ drummer there, Joe Dukes, and one of the finest guitar players on the scene, Kenny Burrell. Okay, now we're going to do something on the new that was recorded on a new jazz label, which was an independent label, part of the Riverside or Contemporary record system. And this is Lem Winchester on vibes, Benny Golson on tenor sax. Who do we have in rhythm section? One of our finest, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. It's recorded in September of 59. The name of the album is The Winchester Special, and this is Matt Dennis's classic tune, Will You Still Be Mine? Thank you. Old Matt Dennis Standard, been around for years and years, still a refreshing composition. Will You Still Be Mine? And Lem Winchester there on vibes, the great Benny Golson on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, and that was cut on a new jazz label back in 1959. I'm going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's organist Jack McDuff. And this is from a prestige album, Sonny Stitt with Jack McDuff, Sit mixed in with Brother Jack. And this is a fine little swinging album. And I think you're going to enjoy Medium Blues. It was written by Sonny Stitt. Let's see, who's backed up here? We've got Art Taylor back on drums, Ray Barreto on conga. This is a little thing, Medium Blues, written by Sonny called Ringing. Ringing In. Thank you. was a nice easy blues written by tenor sax man Sonny Stitt from an album called McDuff Meets Stitt. And, of course, our highlight artist of the week, Jack McDuff, there on organ. Ray Barato was there on the congas. I'm going to turn now to Indianapolis' finest, the great jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery. And this is from his Riverside album, So Much Guitar. This is a little thing written by Wes called Twisted Blues. We'll be right back. the great Wes Montgomery on guitar out of Indianapolis doing his own composition, Twisted Blues. And that was from his album, Riverside album, Too Much Guitar. And that was certainly the case there. Fine swinging track by Wes. I'm going to go back now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Brother Mac Jack McDuff on organ. And he had a fine little group that he worked with for quite some time of Brother Jack on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax. The guitarist in that group for quite some time was George Benson, who was really a fine jazz guitar player, but he became much better known later on as a pop singer. And a great organ drummer, Joe Dukes. I think tenor man Red Holloway drops out on this track. This is Jack McDuff's version of an old, great old standard, East of the Sun and West of the Moon.
Thank you.
Board fade on that one by the engineer in the studio. Great old standard, East of the Sun, West of the Moon. And that was our highlight artist of the week, Brother Jack McDuff, there on organ. Fine rhythm guitar by soon to be a great pop star, George Benson on guitar, and Joe Dukes on drums. Well, we ought to like to do something a little more laid back and a little more structured, I guess you'd say. It's symptomatic of the West Coast sound of jazz. And this is a working group that worked together for quite some time, led up by bassist Curtis Counts. This is from an album called the Curtis Counts Group, Carl's Blues. And along with Curtis on bass, we've got Jack Sheldon on trumpet, the great Harold Land out of the West Coast on tenor sax. Here's another great Indianapolis jazz artist that moved west, like Wes Montgomery, Carl Perkins, Frank Butler on drums. This is a little composition written by Jack Sheldon called Pink Lady. Curtis Counts Group. That's Curtis Counts, the bass man leading up that group, from an album called Carl's Blues. That little item was called Pink Lady, and that was written by the trumpet man in that particular aggregation, Jack Sheldon. Fine tenor sax work there by Harold Land and Carl Perkins on piano out of Indianapolis. Okay, now we're going to turn to Gene Jug Ammons, the Jug out of Chicago, one of DuSable's finest, and great big sounding tenor man. And this is part of our Jack McDuff highlight because he's a sideman on this particular track with Jug. We've got also on trumpet Joe Newman. Ray Barreto's back on conga. And this is a little swinger written by Gene Ammons called Twistin' the Jug.
Thank you.
That was our highlight artist of the week, Brother Jack McDuff on organ. He was he didn't have that album under his own name. That was actually cut by tenor sax man Gene Jug Ammons from Jug's album Twistin' the Jug, cut on the Prestige label back in November of 61. Included Joe Newman on trumpet and Ray Barreto on conga. But it featured a nice sampling of Jack McDuff's organ styling. Okay, we're going to remind you that you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM for the last hour, and we've got another hour coming up of fine modern mainstream jazz after news at the top of the hour. And so we hope you'll stick around and listen to some more fine sounds. We'll also be highlighting the organ work of Brother Jack McDuff. I'm going to close it out with something by Brother Jack's quartet. He had a fine little working group for a long time that included Brother Jack on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, the great George Benson on guitar, and one of the great organ drummers, Joe Dukes. And so we're going to do something by that working group, and this is a little thing that he put together called Lose Peace.